Efforts to clean up unused sites in the state are getting monetary assistance. The Ohio Brownfield Remediation Program will provide $2.3 million for asbestos abatement, demolition of three buildings, and site remediation at the former Molly Stark Hospital. The site has been abandoned since 1995. Following demolition, the site will become green space, including walking trails and gardens. The grant will cover about 75% of the cost. Carroll County receiving roughly $592,000 to convert a former school building into county offices and an industrial site owned by the Great Trail Fire District for future redevelopment or training purposes. Contractors have filed seven new liens resulting from the unfinished Hall of Fame Village Water Park. Ohio Machinery, Forest City Erectors, Whitewater West Industries, Weldy Building Construction, Hillshire Clark Electric, and Newman Pools allege they have not been paid for work and materials. The liens were filed during November with the Stark County Recorder's Office. Claims total $16.5 million for work and materials supplied between January 2023 and November 15th of this year. Construction of the indoor Game Day Bay Water Park began in December 2022. Property was sold to real estate investment group Oak Street Real Estate Capital. It was leased back to help pay for the project. Oak Street ended the lease in October, citing unpaid rent, interest, and fees. Anthem announced Tuesday Cleveland Clinic and its network of hospitals will remain an in-network care option for Ohio's 5 million Anthem members. Locations include Akron General, Mercy Hospital in Canton, Medina Hospital, and Union Hospital in Dover. News release does not specify how long the contract runs beyond calling it a multi-year deal. Previous contract was set to expire January 1st. Summa Health sent letters to patients last month saying those covered by Anthem could face out-of-network fees if a deal is not reached by year's end. Anthem says negotiations with Summa Health continue. Investigators continue to look into the cause of a fire that destroyed a Lake Township home Monday morning. Greentown firefighters responded to the 9100 block of Koblenz Avenue Northwest around 2:30. They found the front of the home fully involved. The family escaped without injuries after being alerted by smoke detectors. Several pets died in the flames. Damage to the home and contents estimated at $500,000. Canton City Public Health says nursing and women, infant, and children's services will temporarily move to the David A. Fetman Professional Building at 128 Wirtz Avenue Northwest. Due to upcoming renovations to the first floor of the Market Avenue location, nursing in Canton City WIC will be closed to the public next Monday through Wednesday. The move does not impact WIC services at Alliance, Massillon, or Stark County Health Departments. Nursing and Canton City WIC will begin offering services at the Wirtz Avenue location Thursday, December 12th. Additional information is online at cantonhealth.org. East Palestine residents affected by last year's train derailment still waiting to receive their part of a $600 million settlement. Meanwhile, lawyers who brokered the agreement appear to have received their piece. According to the Salem News, Judge Benita Pearson of Youngstown Federal Court denied a motion filed by law firm Morgan & Morgan to pause the payment of legal fees while an appeal of the settlement plays out. Lawyers are getting $180 million. The motion questioned how much each firm would receive and who would decide such matters. Pearson said the agreement states legal fees were to be paid within 14 days of final approval of wiring the sum from the settlement fund into an escrow account. Multiple shots fired into a car in Youngstown's South Side Monday night. WKBN-TV reports police were called to a home on East Ravenwood Avenue just before 11 o'clock. Several bullet holes were found in a vehicle and 11 9mm shell casings were found in the street. A woman told police she believed the shots were fired by a man with whom she had an argument over money earlier in the day. No one was hurt. 15 bullet holes were found in a house on South Bruce Street earlier in the evening. The man told police he found the damage when he arrived home from work. No injuries were reported. Police are investigating. Long-term investigation by the Jefferson County Drug Task Force resulted in one of the largest drug busts in the county's history. Indicted were 52-year-old Lionel Lindsay, 55-year-old Sherry Nelson, and 31-year-old Lavagne Brown. The investigation spanned more than 2 years and resulted in four search warrants in October. Authorities recovered 18.5 pounds of cocaine and fentanyl, eight vehicles, five firearms, drug paraphernalia, and approximately $175,000 in cash. County Prosecutor Jane Hanlon said the three are looking at more than 100 charges and 24 felonies, including possession and trafficking of cocaine and fentanyl, each also looking at specifications that would label them as major drug offenders if convicted.